Hey, this is Brian Barletta from Sounds Profitable, and I'm going to narrate for you my article, Enabling Buyers Through Ad Tech. As monetization options begin to expand all across the podcast industry for publishers, we need to start focusing on creating tools that allow ad buyers a more seamless buying experience while providing them the ability to execute from their own central tools. Sounds Profitable, in partnership with Edison Research, has put together the first credible study of the profile of podcast creators in America. In the episode details, you can find the link to watch it live on June 28, 2022 at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'd love for you to join us for our first ever research report. If you zoom out on the podcast ad tech landscape today, so much of what we built has been focused on empowering the publisher, starting with the most obvious of hosting and integrated ad serving, to the ability for the ad server to fire third-party URLs for analytics and attribution. And now, as we're firmly rounding the corner into programmatic, we're enabling the publisher's ad servers to call third-party ad servers to see if there's additional ad inventory available. This benefits ad buyers too. Robust analytics and attribution can often enable a buyer to see all their data and success in one location. Embracing programmatic enables them to buy across a larger swath of inventory with terms and relationships already negotiated by the tech. But in keeping that zoomed out approach, one thing is perfectly clear. The advancements we've made to grow podcast ad tech today are ripe for the next evolution in product, specifically geared to help buyers more confidently expand not only their investment, but their success in our industry. Current ad buyer tools. Before we dig into where we're ready to go, I do want to give some appreciation to the buyer-focused tools that exist. Research and planning. Enabling a buyer to easily find new shows and identifying what advertisers run on those shows helps publishers branch out of the top shows and networks and explore up-and-coming inventory. Ad tech can enable buyers to look at competitive brands and see what shows they've run on and for how long, providing insight into what specific shows, or better yet, categories, they should explore. Platforms like Magellan AI, Podscribe, Podchaser, Thought Leaders, and Refonic all provide different approaches to better equip buyers to run successfully and well-thought-out campaigns. Attribution and analytics. In the very near future, podcasting absolutely will have to rally around one standard process to clarify exactly how many downloads a podcast has when pitching to a publisher. For now, that process is fragmented. And while publishers can manage this through screenshots, forwarded CSV files, and manually entering data into a spreadsheet, prefix analytics tools are the best central option right now, until hosting platforms prioritize those features internally. The advantage today is the buyers can choose which specific third party it wants to work with and require the publisher to utilize it for download tracking and campaign attribution, centralizing all their monitoring needs in a platform they trust. Third-party verification. Once the campaign is live, the buyer can dig into a new set of tools, third-party verification, enabling the monitoring of the live campaigns through air checks. By downloading the episode an ad is supposed to be served in multiple times from multiple IPs and user agents, these services can not only tell if the ad was served correctly, but if the creative was executed based on the directions given. So what we have today focuses around planning, monitoring, and double-checking. But what if I told you that all the work we put in place for the advancement of programmatic could truly empower an ad buyer with real-time decision-making and control with next to no additional work? A vast refresher. We've built podcasting into an amazing and sturdy industry with tools that many other channels have completely disregarded or stick their nose up at. And one of those tools that doesn't get a lot of love is VAST, or Video Ad Serving Template. The short of it is, this video and audio solution enables a publisher to set up a campaign, and instead of placing an MP3 for the ad audio file, they place a VAST URL. If you want the full rundown on VAST, which I highly recommend, check out our article where we broke it down fully to make it more accessible. And you can find that in the episode description. In short, that VAST URL is a call from the publisher's ad server to the buyer's ad server. Here's exactly why that's important. As a buyer, I'm looking to test across multiple different inventory sources to get the best reach and the highest ROI for my campaign. If I manually provide audio files and tracking URLs to each partner, not only is there room for setup error when applying two assets per campaign, the creative and the URL, but each of those partners is a silo. While more and more publishers are exploring how to offer frequency capping across their inventory, if that's not applied across their network or their entire campaign, Setting a frequency cap to 4 simply means one person could hear the ad up to 4 times on every single show the ad runs on. Now, if a buyer sets up their campaign in their own ad server, configures all the same targeting they're asking of their publisher, sets all their own tracking URLs and all the creative variations, heck, even rotating creatives for testing, they can simply provide each publisher with a unique VAST URL for the campaign they've purchased. Then, every time the URL is called, the buyer's ad server gets to make a few gut checks before responding with an ad. Does the targeting match? If the publisher forgot to limit the campaign to Texas, the buyer's ad server can skip that ad request for Colorado because it doesn't match what they purchased. Has the user hit frequency cap? Instead of it being capped per user per show or network, now it's capped across the entire campaign. Is this on a show we agreed to run on? By passing show and episode ID, it can be possible to confirm the inventory matches the allow list created for the campaign. Which creative do I want to show for this request? This is a full-fledged ad server, so the buyer can easily determine down to the impression which variation of the creative to respond back with and get granular reporting to back up which works best. And if the buyer responds back that they don't want the impression, no negative impact whatsoever for the publisher, as the next ad in the waterfall is given an opportunity to fill. Wrapping it up, this all sounds so great and easy when I write it out like this, so what's the catch? Not every hosting platform supports VAST. And of the ones that do, not all of them follow the standards appropriately. While Megaphone, Art19, OmniTriton, Spreaker, Wooshka, and AdsWiz are all platforms I'm aware of that support VAST, some of them have slight differences in how a publisher can set them up or how they can properly respond to the VAST URL. We also need to educate publishers on how to set these up, when to accept them, and the best ways to collaborate with buyers to further drive success. And each publisher would have to define business terms for the difference between using VAST for a campaign and using VAST as a way to create a private programmatic marketplace. VAST is the primary way that podcast inventory is made available for programmatic, but many hosting platforms handle all of that behind the scenes to make things a bit smoother for the publisher. Moving VAST URLs into the campaign workflow isn't a trivial amount of work, but it is a necessary improvement to enable more buyers comfort in buying podcasting. Buyers looking to set themselves up with a VAST first solution should reach out to podcast or audio-focused DSPs such as AudioHook, AdsWiz, and Triton Digital, along with broader tech partners like Kevlar, SoundStack, and Frequency. Getting educated on these options and being able to ask publishers and their hosting platforms to adopt them will help bring us further in line with the greater digital advertising space. But through VAST, I think we're able to do it with far less waste. Finally, it's also incumbent on hosting platforms to understand their customers and gauge their awareness of tools like VAST, programmatic advertising, and other ad tech solutions. A valuable first step? Registering for the Creators, the first research project from Sounds Profitable, and understanding the demographics and behaviors of the people producing podcast content in the industry's first credible survey of podcast creators. The Creators will debut in a free webinar on June 28th, 2022, hosted by Brian Barletta and Tom Webster, and you can register here. Thanks for listening to my narrated articles, and I hope that you check out Sounds Profitable Ad Tech Applied, where we interview amazing people in the space, and also The Download, our Friday recap on what happened in the business of podcasting and why it matters to you in 10 minutes or less.